Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. and, of course, for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
The 2020 Billboard Music Awards were on in LA yesterday, hosted by Kelly Clarkson. Now, while many artists performed in person, there was no live audience due to the Rona. Post Malone completely swept up, winning a whopping 9 awards, including Top Artist and Top Male Artist. Billie Eilish picked up 3 awards, including Top Female Artist and Top New Artist. Lizzo won top song sales for her single Good As Hell and had this to say.
Just want to say thank you to Billboard, thank you to Atlantic, thank you to Team Lizzo, thank you to everyone who listened to my music and supported me. Thank you so much to Billboard. I love y'all. God bless y'all.
Country singer Garth Brooks took home the Icon Award while Clarkson paid tribute to the late Eddie Van Halen. John Legend gave one of the night's most moving performances, dedicating the song Never Break to his wife Chrissy Teigen, just weeks after losing their unborn baby boy. And our very own Sia impressed the world with her live performance of Courage to Change.
And her costume was amazing. Big pink ball gown, big wig, the big bow, the whole thing. But Gunners, get ready to roll out the plastic. Because Dexter is coming back to Showtime. Yesterday, they released a 10-second clip saying, "Being away has been murder. Dexter returns." According to the show's creator, Michael C. Hall is back on board to play the conflicted serial killer Dexter Morgan with a 10-episode Season 9 revival set for late next year, finally giving us the closure we needed after the ambiguous season finale that we got in 2013.
I think I can top that, Ali.
Hmm?
The Game of Thrones prequel series House of the Dragon is set to start filming in Watford, England this year. Now, the show is set 300 years before the events of the previous HBO series and focuses on the rise of the Targaryens. House of the Dragon is aiming for a 2022 release.
That is good news. And the first trailer for Monster Hunter has dropped. The movie is based on the popular Capcom video game and stars Mila Jovovich, who plays the head of a military unit who gets blasted through a portal to a world packed full of terrifying, deadly creatures.
This sounds great.
Monster Hunter hits theatres in December.
Did you see that thing?
Come on!
Come back!
This is officially above my pay grade.
I don't care what those creatures are. We destroy them, close the gateway.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.